Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is Stu Weber at StuWeb.com, and it is September the 17th, 2020. And I have the honor to have Professor Jim Fetzer on, whistleblower as well. And you've got some reports to make today, Jim. Go ahead.
I do, Stu. I'm very pleased that the Big Ten is going to resume its football schedule, which it had preemptorily canceled based on COVID, but now they've given reconsideration and they're going to open with regular testing. I think the whole thing, of course, the coronavirus is a massive fraud. 80% of the tests are false positives. CDC has acknowledged that fewer than 10,000 have actually died from COVID. All the others had comorbidities that were more likely to have brought about their death. Some, of course, were never even tested or were committed suicide or run over by a dump truck and were identified as COVID. Now, the way in which the Democrats have been playing this up has become especially egregious and stunned by the report that emails revealed that Nashville's mayor's office colluded with Metro Health to hide the actual COVID numbers from citizen business owners because they were so low, Stu, because they were so low. The mayor, John Cooper, put thousands of bar and restaurant workers out of work, destroyed the Nashville economy by hiding the number. Practically nobody was suffering from COVID. Meanwhile, he shut down a 4th of July celebration for American citizens but allowed Black Lives Matter to protest America on Independence Day. Fox broke the story on Mayor John Cooper's fraudulent practices. It's really, truly outrageous, Stu, and I think one more reason why Donald Trump is going to have a landslide victory in November.
I think he is, too. I think everybody's behind him, and they know what's going on. This is a definite covert, in my opinion, it's a covert operation of the Democratic Party against the president again. They used the Justice Department last time with Peter Strzok and all those psychopaths and tried to destroy his election. And they tried to destroy his presidency with false accusations of Russian collusion when it was Hildebeest was the one doing the collusion and John McCain and others. And I mean, and then impeachment. And then you see the Republicans stand out like Mitt Romney and others. It shouldn't even be in office. He's a disgrace to the human race. Vain capital. Anyway. You
now
see people like that want impeaching, and then you see this false flag of coronavirus and all this, and yes, there was a problem with the laboratory in Harvard, and, you know, they've had a couple of professors arrested, one out of K-State and others in Manhattan, Kansas, the espionage. And so we've had that, three or four of them. And it was related to some kind of a virus because Harvard was making it for the government, and he happened to be there, and he passed it. Whether that went airborne and hit something, I don't know, Jim. That was real. But this whole corona thing is a hoax, and wearing masks and doing all this, it's all to ruin the election. And I don't know about you, but I got this thing in the mail, comment on it, U.S. Postal Service, about the election. Telling you to start today. Give yourself and your elected officials ample time to complete this process. I mean, this is going to count how many votes that aren't there. We're going to have to go to election booths, Jim. What we're going to have to do, roll them up on voter day.
Stu, we got a national poll showing Donald Trump is leading Joe Biden 47% to 46%. This is a survey of likely voters by Rasmussen. It's more proof of Trump's momentum because in the same poll last week, Biden was up 48% to 46%, and the week prior, Biden was up 49% to 45%. That's a steady 5-point total shift in Trump's direction over the past 2 weeks. Moreover, in his daily tracking poll, Rasmussen is showing Trump now enjoys a 52% job approval rating compared to 46% who disapprove. That puts him 6 points above water after a dismal summer that saw those numbers reversed and worse at times. This is very significant. We also have confirmation. Majority in Oregon say the protests are violent and Trump is topping local leaders in his approval. Where a poll of Oregon voters released late last week revealed that a majority disapprove of the Black Lives Matter protests in the state, that President Donald Trump has a higher approval rating than either Oregon Governor Kate Brown or Portland Mayor Ted Wheeler. This is quite striking and confirms the national trend. Contrary to claims by Democrats, including former Vice President Joe Biden, that the protests have been mostly peaceful, a majority of Oregon voters, 56%, believe the protests in the state have been mostly violent. A similar majority, 55%, felt the word riot should be used to describe the protests rather than the word protest at 37%. And 42% believe that police in Portland have not used enough force compared to 29% who thought the police had used too much. Now, what this means, Stu, is even in Oregon, you have a preponderance, a shift toward Trump because of the failure of the Democrats, the mayors and the governors to maintain law and order in that state. Similarly, I have no doubt in Washington, I even believe there's a prospect that Trump could take California. I mean, it's absolutely stunning, but the trend is moving in that direction, Stu.
That's good. That's good because I'm behind him. I mean, you know, we don't have any other choice. And I would like to see him, you know, keep getting better people in and around him because he needs to do that. He's changing a little bit since he's gotten rid of Conway, in my opinion. And that's good because she needed to go. And but what do you think about these wildfires?
Who's Stu, the wildfires are set by arson. It's all terrible. These are, you know, causing great concern. There's an effort, global effort, to try to move people out of rural areas into urban centers so they can construct these little tiny Chinese-style cities where you live in a cubicle. That's the grand design. What I want to explain now is that the Black Lives Matter riots are the most costly man-made damage to American property in history. The estimates based on 2020 dollars show that it's been, you know, well beyond billions of dollars. If you add up the insurance costs in 2020 dollars for all six major American riots during the turbulent 60s, the total was shy of $1.2 billion, which means terrorists and Black Lives Matter have caused more mayhem and property damage in little over a week than the country saw through all of the 1960s. Actually, I would say, you know, we got 6 or 8 weeks altogether, but it's absolutely stunning. So the loss are going to be the greatest we've had in American history by man-made causes. It's not equal to what happens from hurricanes and tornadoes and the like, Stu, but it's very significant. The national media are not even being subtle, by the way, in threatening more riots if Joe Biden loses. Here's from The Atlantic, a far-left magazine. A loss by Joe Biden under these circumstances is a worst case, not because Trump will destroy America, but because it's the outcome most likely to undermine faith in democracy, resulting in more of the social unrest and street battles that cities including Portland, Oregon, and Seattle, Washington have seen in recent months. For this reason, strictly law and order Republicans who responded in dismay to scenes of rioting and looting have an interest in Biden winning, even if they could never bring themselves to vote for him. That's just horse shit, Stu. I can't tell you how bad it is. The Democrats are trying to extort the country to vote Democratic by implying then the riots will end, which, of course, in itself implies that they have the riots under their own control and could call them off if they wanted. Your thoughts?
Well, I'm in agreement with you 100% because the Democratic Party's behind this, and they're funding Black Lives Matter. Black Lives Matter's raised a lot of money, and it's gone to the Democratic Party. I mean, there's evidence of that, but here's the problem. In my opinion, this is going to continue afterwards because Kamala Harris, ex-prostitute, ex-prosecutor prostitute, whatever, first, she's made the comment she wants to see Black Lives Matter continue after the election. Now, we're going to see problems, and we're already seeing it. California, I believe, is on fire because of Black Lives Matter and Antifa causing the fires. And the Democratic Party. Could be some of the toys out of the attic, I call it. Could be. Seems a possibility. But I believe that they're the ones causing these fires. Now, I said from the beginning, when this whole thing erupted, this was a covert operation coming on by these punks. And the only way to do it is the cops aren't going to be able to pull them off. If they're out there at night rioting and looting, I said the American people maybe need to step up the plate, shoot them in the ass or the legs, and put them down and let the cops pick them up. That solved the problem. If I saw them catching shit on fire, they'd go down.
The trouble is, it's not the Wild West, my friend. You know, we got a problem here that we've got to deal with in terms of due process and within the constraints of the Constitution.
Correct. So, you know, bring them down, whatever it means. You see somebody catching something on fire, you set them on fire. You bring them down. Bring them to arrest. You have a legal right to citizens arrest. Okay? No. They got a gun. You got one. Well, you have a self-defense issue.
Yep.
So, anyway, Jim.
Stu, I got one more story for you.
Okay.
Which is that a Fox News panel stopped Newt Gingrich from discussing how George Soros has been financing district attorneys across the country. He's put many in place. They have rendered these absurd judgments, like letting Jussie Smollett, who's the nephew of Nancy Pelosi, of Kamala Harris, off the hook when he staged the fake race hate crime in Chicago in order to promote her anti-lynching law, co-sponsored with Cory Booker, which no one believed was necessary. So in the immediate aftermath, it was described as a modern-day lynching to give their bill a political boost. It turns out Kim Fox regards Kamala Harris as her mentor, but Soros has been doing damage many other places. When you see the St. Louis couple who had hundreds pour onto their property, threatened to burn down their home, kill their dog, defend themselves with weapons, and then be charged for self-defense. You know, that's what George Soros appointed a district attorney, and you got him in Portland, and you got him in Seattle, and you got him in Chicago. So this is completely outrageous. And what is stunning is that when Newt Gingrich begins to talk about this on Fox, of all places, he's called to a halt. He's not allowed to pursue the issue by black news anchors for Fox that I have heretofore thought were reasonably good people, like this Harris. Here's what he said. The number one problem in almost all the cities, this is Gingrich, is George Soros elected left-wing anti-police pro-criminal district attorneys who refuse to keep people locked up. Both Kamala and Joe are talk very proudly about what they call progressive district attorneys. Progressive district attorneys are anti-police, pro-criminal, and overwhelmingly elected with George Soros money. They're a major cause of the violence we are seeing because they keep putting the violent criminals back on the street. He was cut off by panelist Melissa Francis, who hosts her own show, saying, "I'm not sure we need to bring George Soros into this." A fellow panelist, Marie Harf, who was a spokesman for the CIA and the State Department during the Obama administration, joined in, arguing that George Soros doesn't need to be a part of this conversation. But it's the host, this woman Harris, who I thought was very good, had them move on to another question. Let's see how she put it. I mean, this is just being said to be off limits, and it's completely outrageous because when you get to the core of the matter, George Soros has bought the Democratic Party lock, stock, and barrel. His son selected Kamala Harris to be the vice presidential candidate, and he's doing all this damage to the United States to fulfill his life's dream, which is destroying America. That's George Soros' objective through all of this. and it's got to be brought to a halt. If Newt Gingrich can't even talk about Soros Oil here on Fox, we're in a bad way. I'm very disturbed by this, Stu, very disturbed. The public needs to know.
Well, I appreciate you telling them there, Jim. Now, you got anything else to report on?
Oh, just how much I appreciate having the chance to do these shows with you, and that if anyone wants to know more, they can go to JimTheConspiracyGuy.com on the one hand, or a new daily news show I'm doing. It's called Need to Know the Fetzer Report, and you can find them on BitChute, on the Jim Fetzer channel BitChute, and you can find them on Twitter at Jim Fetzer. So, you know, I'm doing my best to bring this news on a daily basis, Stu, to the American people.
Yeah, I understand. I'm trying the best I can do, too, boy. You know, you've seen the cyber attacks against my site. It's unbelievable trying to keep that up. But I want to mention, Jim, that I have a forum now for the public, so those listening to the show will know. Go in and register and post. But, hey, just like I got attacked by some government stooge and his porno link, had to put it up. Anyway, that came down. He's blocked his whole set of IPs out of Netherlands and Russia. But I just want to tell you, be warned up front. If you violate the rules, you can post anything you want, free speech. That's what the forum's about. Isn't that what they're about, Jim, supposedly?
Yep. That sounds terrific, Stu. That's what this country is supposed to be all about, but the social media giants have been practicing forms of censorship unprecedented in our history, and something has to be done about them. They have to be dismantled. They have to be held to account. They deserve to be the subject of massive class action lawsuits, Stu, which I hope are in the offing.
Well, I look at it, they may come to citizens' arrest one of these days. Might have to arrest public officials and all the press, get rid of the problem, take them to hold them for 30 days and charge them. We have the legal right to do that.
Stuart, thank you for giving me this chance to come on with again, my friend.
I appreciate it, Jim. Thank you very much. Have a good
day.
You're
sure. Thanks, Stu.
Bye.